With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The school district of Crandon is providing an update after the suspected carbon monoxide incident that closed the district and sent nearly 40 people to the hospital early this month. Interim District Administrator Kirby Schultz says everyone is okay and recovering well. In a letter updating families, Schultz said there was a thorough investigation with local and state officials as well as various private contractors. They did not find anything that compromised or will compromise the safety of staff and students. While carbon monoxide was suspected, the hazardous materials teams did not detect harmful levels on the day of the incident, nor during subsequent tests. According to reports from local hospitals, the majority of patients also did not have elevated levels of carbon monoxide in their blood. The sheriff's office initial release said two of the 39 patients had elevated levels. Additional tests for water contamination, hazardous metals, and other harmful chemicals and substances have not revealed anything abnormal. The district has installed carbon monoxide detectors at each school. Classes will resume as planned on April 2nd. Iron County doesn't have a hospital. That's why community members organized a public forum last week in Mercer with healthcare professionals to discuss the disparity. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed spoke to folks from Mercer about the event and its impacts.
When the Marshfield Health System closed their Mercer clinic in January, Iron County lost their major healthcare facility. Now people need to travel to Minocqua or Ironwood to access the nearest hospitals. On Thursday night, Mercer community members held a public forum discussing the issue with local healthcare professionals. The event was attended by around 100 people. Mike Schuldice is a community member involved in organizing the public forum.
That was very well attended. Something approaching 100 people showed up, dramatizing the interest that the community has in the challenges of and availability of healthcare in northern Wisconsin.
There was a representative from North Lakes Community Clinic who spoke about the challenges facing rural healthcare providers. Melissa Geach, Iron County Health Officer, and Greg Nitch, CEO of Family Health Center of Marshfield, were also speakers at the forum. Geach presented on a survey the department is preparing for residents of Iron, Ashland, and Bayfield counties. The Iron County Health Department and Tamarack Health are collaborating to learn more about the specific challenges that impact the Tri-County area.
It helps us identify how and where resources that we get are allocated to best address the needs of our community and who we should partner with to make sure those needs are met.
Geach told WXPR following the event that Family Health Center of Marshfield is interested in the Mercer Clinic.
Did say that they were going to be looking into buying the building and providing services at that location, but all the details have not been released.
For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
The Mercer School District needs an additional $800,000 for its annual budget to maintain school programming and make needed facility repairs. It's one of several local districts going to referendum next week. District Administrator Renee McMurray says funding has not kept up with the rising costs the district faces. Voters last passed a reoccurring referendum 11 years ago.
Money doesn't have the same value as it had 10 years ago, and with inflation going up, the cost of things increase, and there's usually a need for additional funding. And what we've seen is pretty flat school funding for a long time with no increases over time while expenses have been increasing.
The referendum question, April 2nd, asked voters in the Mercer School District if they approve increasing the revenue limit by $800,000 and maintaining that level for 5 years. The increase would allow the district to make necessary facility upgrades to its HVAC system, fairly compensate staff, and hire some additional staff.
Last year, we had declining revenue. We eliminated some staff positions due to attrition, and so we have several staff members that have taken on additional roles this year. So we have some combined elementary classrooms, our K-12 art teacher teaching special education, and our business teacher who's also teaching English. And so we're looking to hire some of those key positions.
McMurray says if the referendum fails, the district will look to make more cuts. March Madness is in full swing, and depending on where you live, you might be able to place a bet on a college basketball tournament game. Wisconsin hasn't fully embraced the movement, but experts still advise people to avoid unhealthy habits. Mike Moen reports.
A 2018 U.S. Supreme Court ruling paved the way for states to decide if they want to legalize sports betting. That helped fuel the presence of online platforms where people can place wagers through their smartphones. Wisconsin limits live bets to tribal casinos, but bettors can flock to some neighboring states for online access. Rose Blazinski of the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling says they're neutral on these laws, but still have concerns.
We know that more people are going to do it, and we also know that more people are going to become addicted to gambling.
Since the legalization wave, Connecticut officials have reported a 200% increase in calls to gambling addiction hotlines. To protect yourself from falling into traps, prevention experts recommend only betting what you can afford. And if troubling patterns emerge, they suggest things like deleting betting apps and switching to flip phones. I'm Mike Moen.
Tuition at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and other campuses in the system would increase 3.75% next school year under a recommendation announced Thursday by UW President Jay Rothman. The proposal is up for a vote of approval by the UW Board of Regents April 4th. If approved, it would be the second year in a row of tuition increases after a 10-year tuition freeze was lifted by the legislature. When room and board costs are factored in, the average cost of attendance for resident undergraduates would increase about 3.8%. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.